Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's start off with your thoughts. New York Times article said school children seem unlikely to fuel coronavirus surges, according to scientists. What are your thoughts, and will this change kind of your approach? Do you imagine there being a change in approach in schools?
Yeah, so the science and the articles and the research is coming faster than we can adjust to, faster than we know what to believe. And it really isn't going to change our approach, because what seems to be occurring is that next week there becomes a different study. This is evidenced in the fact that the CDC just released new guidelines that talked about going from 60 minutes of together contact to 15 minutes. So while the times and the research and the study might point to, you know, kids not being as strong a transmitter or having such a strong impact on them, it still doesn't nullify a lot of other work, research, perception that's out there. And we're really dealing in the land of perception with most of our decisions. And people's perception are their realities.
And I think it's interesting, you kind of alluded to this already, but in the article itself, it states, the evidence is far from conclusive and much of the research has been tarnished by flaws in data collection and analysis. And I assume that kind of goes to your point of, we have a difficult time adjusting, so why should we take one article, one study as gospel?
Yeah, that's exactly my point. And while I appreciate what it's saying and hope that it's true, we're not going to reconnoiter and adjust plans that we've been put in place and that are working fairly well based on even one study or one article. So the goalposts just seem to continue to be moving. And I think that the best tactic for a school district or a school when you're dealing with this many students is to stay the course, do what is currently working, err on the side of an abundance of caution, as we've heard that term so frequently over the course of weeks, and at least communicate that this is where we're at. Until something significantly or radically changes with the science, we're going to ride this wave and get better at what we're doing until I really think until we have more information on the vaccination. I think at this point that the next significant change in course either way comes when a proven vaccination is in place.
Now, a question. So say you did take this article, not necessarily as gospel, but it maybe changed your thinking a little bit. How would Niagara Falls School District go about implementing changes? Is that something they would have to get approval from the state, or do you have the power just to kind of institute a change as it goes along?
The governor, the state education department, and the Department of Health has been rather hands-off in terms of the plan of education. Where they haven't been hands-off is in the rules for those that are contracting the virus and the rules to keep those safe. So had this be something that would change my thinking, it would need to go through processes at district level. Those district level would be to work with the Board of Education and our unions to bring more students back at a more rapid pace. We've had a few cases in Niagara Falls that have been well documented, And that has kind of really put the pause on my goal to bring kids back into school more frequently. And I'm always gauging the perception and comfortability level of staff and parents and students with the research, with the changing regulations, and with the reality of what I think kids need, and that's to be in school. So this study alone will not move my needle in the district into thinking that we need to act more swiftly in returning kids. It's just more information that kind of counteracts some earlier information, yet it's totally in conflict with the new tracing rules, as I understand it.
Now, you already alluded to the fact that there has been some cases in the district. Talk about the protocols and how they were implemented, how they were put into effect, and how it seems that they worked.
Yeah, well, every single case that you have in a school district is going to be is going to have to be vetted and researched and discussed separately. In the case of Maple Avenue School, where we knew our first case had the potential to impact multiple classrooms, multiple staff, and multiple kids, we went for a more, a stronger option in closing a school down. Where we've had two other cases, one a staff and one a student, that only led to the quarantining and contact tracing in the staff members' case of 5 people and in the students' case of 15 people. So their contact, even with social distancing and masking for over an hour, was much more limited. And it's worked out well. So I think the lesson from all of this has been look at each case individually, get as much data, get as much information about contact for what duration of time, and then make the safest choice you can. So that's been the lesson learned. It's worked out well. Unfortunately, we've had to deal with what is now 9 student cases and 4 staff cases total. It's been across 3 different schools, and it's actually been in 1 elementary, 1 middle school, and 1 high school. So we've had a chance to implement different models based on the information we've given, and that's going to be my statement. It's very, very situational.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.